Okay, let's get started. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Yud Zayin. Yuma Yud Zayin, and we continue talking about the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, but on Amid Beis, Yud Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara quotes what the Mishnah had said earlier, and that is the Kohen Gadol has rights. The Kohen Gadol gets to take a portion that he wants. The Mishnah back on Daf Yudalid, Kohen Gadol makriv chelik barosh v'notel chelik barosh. He gets to take first, and the Gemara goes through what exactly does the Kohen Gadol have the rights to take. So the Gemara quotes a machlokes, which the Gemara didn't finish yet on today's Daf, it continues on tomorrow's. How many of the lechem aponim does the Kohen Gadol have a right to take? How many? There are 12 of them. So how many does he get to take? That's a machlokas, right? The Gemara quotes, Ketzano techelik barosh, Omer chata zu shani ochel, Ashem ze shani ochel. Menoto chala mishtei chalos, that's talking about the Shalmei Tzibur, the shtei alechem on Shavuos. Arba ochamesh mimais alechem upon him. The Tanakhama holds that 4 or 5, the Kohen Gadol gets to take from the lechem upon him. Rebbe Omer la'olam chamesh, right? Why 5, 6? So the Gemara talks about this detail of the lechem upon him in the Gemara. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the mitzvah of the lechem upon him, a mitzvah that we daven for, that it should become lemaisa very soon, but as of yet, it is not. So the mitzvah of the lechem upon him, first of all, lechem. It is lechem, but it's not really what we call lechem. It is matzah, right? The all menachas in the Beis HaMikdash, all flour offerings are matzah, except for a couple of the loaves of a carbon todah, 10 out of 40, and the shtei halechem that are brought on Shavuos. But the lechem upon him are all matzah, and panim, why is it panim? Because the way it's shaped. Right, Maseches Menachos talks about there. It's like a U that the two sides go up and face each other, and therefore it's called panim. The mitzvah appears twice in the Torah, and that itself is interesting. Why do we need it twice? One pasuk in Parshas Truma, the pasuk tells us right before Shlishi, but after describing the creation of the Shulchan, the Asisa Shulchan, at the end of that section, the Torah tells us, "V'nasata ala Shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid." You should put on the Shulchan lechem panim in front of me always. Tamid. There's even a machlokas tanoim in Maseches Menachos. What does it mean, tamid? Does it mean it shouldn't go a day, a night, without having the loaves on it? Meaning, every Shabbos they come off, and sometime on Shabbos the Kohanim can take them off, and sometime later that day the next Kohanim should put it on. Or do you say, no, Tamid constantly means even more than that. That when you switch the Lechem upon him, you have to have 4 Kohanim that go in, 2 of them that take him off, and quickly the other 2 of them stick the other ones in right away, so that there isn't a second without lechem on the shulchan. Fascinating what that machlokas is about. Maybe we'll touch on that. But that's in Truma. But then we have also in Parshas Emor a much more extensive discussion in of the carbon tamid. The Torah tells us there. Let's read it, because the Torah tells us exactly what to do. V'lakachta soles v'yafisosa shtei mesrei chalos. You should take flour and bake 12 chalos. Shnei esronim yeachalo echas. 2 esisarons each chala. V'samta osam shtayim ma'arachos. Shteish hamaaraches, make 2 columns, right? 2 columns of loaves, 6 in each one. Ala shulchan ator lefnei Hashem. V'nasad ala maareches lavona zakas. Now we have another detail. There's lavona, this frankincense, one of the spices. You have to put pure frankincense on the lech on the shulchan. We know there are 2 little cups that hang on the, that go onto the shulchan. They're filled with this lavona, frankincense. V'haisa lechem laskara yishay Hashem. And what do? The frankincense has to be burned before the Kohanim are able to eat from the lechem upon him. B'yom HaShabbos, B'yom HaShabbos, Yarechenu l'fnei Hashem tamid. Every Shabbos, that's when you set it up. Me'es b'nei Yisrael b'ris olam. From b'nei Yisrael. V'haisa la'aharon u'levanav. This is the pasuk that our Gemara talks about. It should be la'aharon u'levanav. So the Gemara equalizes Aaron and Banav, Kohen Gadol and everyone else. Ba'achalu b'makom kadosh, and they must eat it in a makom kadosh. It's kodesh, it's kachi kachim, right? It's we'll get to exactly what category it is. Ki kodesh kadashim hu lo meishi Hashem chak olam. So that is the 2 presentations of the lechem upanim in Parshas Truma and in Parshas Emor. How many mitzvahs are there regarding the lechem upanim? How many mitzvahs are there? So if you look at the Rambam counts 1 mitzvah. 1 mitzvah of the lechem upanim. Everything involved in the lechem upon him is considered one mitzvah. The Rambam Mada, please. The Rambam says, "Shetzivanu lahasim lechem upon him lefanav tamid." The mitzvah is to place the breads on the shulchan. So again, the making of the bread, so that's for sure a hechsher mitzvah. But the Rambam counts the placement of the bread as the mitzvah. And the chinuch also, as we know, follows. Right, if you remember the Gemara elsewhere, in more than one place, talks about how this was the nes. This was the miracle that was shown to all of Bnei Yisrael when they used to be Ola Rego. They used to bring out the Shulchan and hold it up and show everyone that even though it was a week later that the lechem upon him, the bread was still on this and there was no Ziploc bag, there was no nothing, it was a week later, it was still piping fresh hot, the same a week later as it was when they put it on the Shulchan. The Radvaz has a tshuva. How did all Bnei Yisrael see that it was still hot and fresh? If you just hold something up and they see it from far away, how did they know it's fresh? You can't feel it, you can't, so the Radvaz says it was still steaming. Like when something comes out of the oven, there was still steam coming out of it, so there was still steam coming out of it. And that's where the Bnei Yisrael, even though they were far away, they were able to see that it was still fresh. The Rambam continues, v'shiyei mo levona, v'sheyochlo akonim alechem anase v'shabas akodem, v'kvar nisbaru mishpadezu berk yuralef mimenachas. The Rambam counts one mitzvah, the placing on the shulchan. There are, though, a couple of other opinions. The Ramban and Mitzvahs Aseh Lamed Gimel, commenting on the Rambam's mitzvah of Bigdei Kehuna, the Ramban says, even more is included. The Rambam seems to include everything in this one mitzvah, placing the Lechem Apanim on the shulchan, and burning the bazichin Levona, and eating the Lechem Apanim. The Rambam doesn't count any separate mitzvah. It's all just one mitzvah of mincha. And the Ramban has even one more. Building the shulchan. Building the shulchan that the lechem apanim is also nechlal in lechem apanim. The Ramban adds that in mitzvahs aseh lamed and gimel. Four parts, not just the three. The Rambam seems to have asiyas ha-shulchan included in the binyan ha-mishkan in general. Fascinating. If you look in the smag, say for mitzvahs gadol, and kuf tzad vav, he also has one mitzvah. But which pasuk do you quote? The Rambam here, which pasuk does the Rambam quote? He quotes, V'nasata al ha-shulchan lecha panim lefanai tamid. He quotes the one pasuk in Parshas Truma. That's what he quotes as the source for the mitzvah of lechem apanim. If you look on the smag, he quotes the pasuk from Parshas Emor. Right? He quotes Emor. The question is, and Rov Rishonim follow the Rambam. Most Rishonim follow the Rambam that you quote the pasuk in Parshas Truma. The question is, why is it? So if you look at the mitzvah Samelech, Rabbi Simen, the Sefer on Sefer HaMitzvahs, he asks a simple question. And that is, what is this pasuk doing in Parshas Truma about the Lechem Apanim? What's Truma about? It's about the building of the structure and the Kelim. Truma, you build the Aron, and you build the Menorah, and you build the Shulchan, and you build the Mizbeach HaChitzon. You build everything. Right? There are no mitzvahs that are mentioned. Right, the mitzvah of lighting the menorah is not mentioned in Truma. The mitzvah of burning the ketores. No, the mitzvah of bringing karbanos on the mizbeach. No, the Truma is architecture. Truma is the building of the kelim and of the items. That's what Truma is. So why do you have a pasuk in there anyway of an asata and you put the lechem upon him on? So he suggests in the name of a rav. For Amar, he says, for a name of Naftali Kaplan, the Muchach Mikan, putting the Lechem upon him on the Shulchan, is part of the building of the Shulchan. Lumdis, you might say, you know why it's in Parshas Truma? The Shulchan is not complete unless it has the Lechem upon him on it. You have to have the columns, you have to have the gold, you have to have everything. If the Lechem upon him is not on the Mishkan, is not on the Shulchan, then the Shulchan is incomplete. That's why it's in Parshas Truma. Because Truma is about the building of the Shulchan. And therefore, Ukshein alav lechem apanim, lecha ala shem Shulchan. V'lachin mekomahu b'binyan Shulchan. And maybe that's why it's so crucial for Tamid. Because you don't want, maybe that's the machlokas Tanaim, even, about how Tamid it has to be. So he suggests maybe that's what it is doing in Parshas Truma. Says the mitzvah Samelech, maybe that's why the smag does not count the mitzvah of putting the lechem upon him on from the pasuk in Truma, because that's part of the building of the Shulchan. The mitzvah is to put the lechem upon him on and to eat the lechem upon him. That's all in Emor. In Emor, it talks about what you're supposed to do. The reason that the pasuk is quoted in Truma is just in terms of the structure of the Shulchan. That's not the mitzvah of lechem upon him. So that's why the smag quotes from Parshas Emor. But maybe the Rambam and other Rishonim say that no. Lechem Apanim is not part of the building of the Shulchan. What's it doing in Truma? Good kasha. That's a kasha that has to be answered. But it's a mitzvah, just like other mitzvahs. And it's not part of the Shulchan, and therefore you can even count the one for Parshas Truma, not a problem. If you look in the Das HaKenim from the Bali HaTosfos, in the beginning of Parshas Truma, they quote something similar having to do with the Ketores. Something to do with the Ketores. Why the Ketores, he says, V'yesh lomar d'shlashta and sorach habinyin. He talks about why certain things are mentioned in early Ketores Nami, shekin derech malachim shem avasman, but lehem abayis. Right, maybe the burning of the Ketores is part of the bias also, because it smells good before you go in. Okay. But then there's the Ravid Shita. The Ravid. Where's the Ravid in Sefer HaMitzvahs? We know the Rambam, we mentioned yesterday, the Minyan HaKatzar. So the Minyan HaMitzvahs that we have, the big Sefer HaMitzvahs, so we have the Ramban's comments. But if in the Minyan HaKatzar, which is the beginning of Mishnah Torah, we have the Ravid's comments. The Ravid and the Kesem Mishnah. So if you look in the Ravid here, Mitzvah Chav Zayin. Asei Chav Zayin, that's the Rambam. The Rambam says, La Hazdir Lechem Ulavona, to set up the breads, the Lechem, and the Lavona, the frankincense. The Ravid says, Lama Lo Chashav Haktaras Bazichin, Dichsiv Yishel Hashem, V'yachilas Lechem, Dichsiv Achalu B'makom Kadosh. The Ravid has three mitzvahs of the Lechem upon him. And he argues, he bothers, why does the Rambam only have one? The Ravid has putting the Lechem upon him on the Shulchan, burning the frankincense, right, in order to be able to eat, and three, eating the lechem upon him. The Ravid has three mitzvahs. The Rambam only has one. Right? What is that machlokas about? What's that machlokas about? So, a number of achronim say, and again, this is here in the mitzvah samelech, the lechem upon him is a mincha. The Rambam maybe holds, the lechem upon him is a fancy mincha, but it's a mincha. Right, and if it's a mincha, I already counted the mitzvah's a mincha. Right, if you look in elsewhere, the Rambam in mitzvah Samach Zayin, he already has all the. He counts other mitzvahs that he has a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Chatas, the mitzvah of Ola, the mitzvah of Shlomim, mitzvah Samach Zayin is the mitzvah of mincha. Shetzivanashi and Maisa mincha, everything included in the mincha. So I'm not going to count putting the lechem upon him and the burning and the eating. He has a separate mitzvah of eating the lechem of eating the mincha. So included in that is the eating of the lechem upon him. He has a separate mitzvah of doing the avoda of the karban mincha. That's the bazichin, burning the bazichin. That is part of the mitzvahs. That's the simple pshat, and that's alluded to already many sugyas in Maseches Menachos. Right, tell us that a lechem upon him is a fancy type of mincha. Just a mishnah. Mishnah Menachos in the fifth parak. The Mishnah tells us that's in parak Kol HaMenachos. Kol HaMenachos Bo'ez Matzah. Says the Mishnah, Yesh, there are some Menachos that require oil and frankincense. Yesh, Tunos Shemen V'Lavona. Shemen V'Lo Lavona, some require oil and no frankincense. Lavona V'Lo Shemen, some require frankincense and no oil. Lo Shemen V'Lo Lavona. So all four permutations. With these two ingredients, some have both, some have neither, and some have one or the other. And then the Gemara, the Mishnah goes through. V'Elu Tuno Shemen V'Lo Lavona. These are the ones that need both. Mincha Soles, Machvas, Marcheshes, Rekikin, right, all the ones from the beginning of Vayikra. And Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Minchas Goyim, Nashim V'Chulu. And then he says, Lechem Apanim, Ton Lavona Vein Ton Shemen. In this Mishnah, they list four categories of Karban Mincha. Lechem Apanim is there. Lechem Apanim means Lavona, but there's no oil. There's no oil. Ask the Tosfos Yontif, what is this doing here? Why is the Lechem Apanim here in the Pasuk? Says the Tosfos Yontif. Remember the Tosfos Yontif? Tosfos Yontif is a Talmud of the Maharal Miprag. Maharal Miprag says you have to learn Mishnayos. So he wrote a commentary on Mishnah. And it was the Tosfos. The Rav is like Rashi. Rav Bartinu was like Rashi on Mishnayos. He wrote the Tosvos Yantif, which expands more like Tosvos does. He says, "I klala dechal menachas koi kashali to lo ashkan deikri mincha behedya b'shum kasuf." There's no pasuk that calls the lechem upon him a mincha. So why does this Mishnah call it a mincha? Ella sher Rashi beparshas emar on the pasuk of vilakachta soles says v'haisa minchazos u'mishnasinu tisaye. Our Mishnahs are like that. Right, so the Tosfos Yontif already points this out. But there are many other sugyas in Maseches Menachos. We're not going to go through them. Tosfos Menachos on Daf Nunhei. That's the Gemara there. It talks about you have to use lukewarm water when you make the Karban Mincha. Right? There's an Isser to make a Mincha into Chametz. Also, as we mentioned earlier. So the Tosfos on Daf Samachei, The Mishnah there talks about the rules of menachas. The Mishnah says that all menachas have to be, Nuntes. All menachas have to be poshrin, right? That's the Mishnah there. All menachas have to use poshrin. Says the Tosvos that, I'm sorry, Nunhe. Nuntes, that was the one we just read. Nunhe. The Mishnah says, "Kol menachas niloshos bepochrin u'mishamren shalo yachmitzu." They have to be kneaded with lukewarm water. Tosva says, "Damash v'kol menachas afilu lechem apanim tahavi pichlal kol hamenachos." Right? Tosva says, "Beferish lechem apanim is called a mincha," and there are others sugyas as well. Daf ches, daf samach. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't count three mitzvahs because it's all included already. The Ravid obviously holds otherwise, but it's even more than that. If you look at some of the sugyas, it's not just a mincha, alechem apanim is called a mincha, but we know, what's the usual avodah of a mincha? Right? We do the kmitza. The kohen sticks his hand in, whatever size hand the kohen has. Right? He sticks his hand in, he takes the flour under his three middle fingers, he brushes off with his thumb and his pinky. Under that, that's the komet, and that's what has to be burned for the karban mincha, and the rest of it is eaten by the zichrei kohuna, by the male kohanim. It's kachi kachim. So there are some gemaras that parallel, and they say the lechem apanim also has a burning to make it mutter to eat. Even though it's not taken from the lechem apanim, but those cups of bazichin that are on the lechem are on the shulchan, they're burned. That's kilu the komets of the lechem apanim. So you have a parallel avoda. It's not just the komets of a real mincha, but those that haktaras komets is the haktaras bazichin of the lechem apanim. And if you look, taking all this together, if you look in the B'shem, the Brisker Rav, in a number of svarim, the Brisker Rav says maybe there's two elements to every mincha. To every lechem apanim. This makes a lot of sense. There are two aspects. There's a generic aspect of a carbon mincha. At root, the lechem apanim is a mincha. Maybe the Rambam, that's why he counts it included in that. But there's also obviously a unique element of lechem apanim that's not like any other carbon mincha. That has a shulchan and has to stay there. That's the Brisker Rav. The b'chol lechem apanim tardi dini yisbehu. Chad midin mincha. Shagam lechem apanim mincha hu. Li'o din miyuchad shal lechem apanim. And they're different. Right? The lechem apanim, the special din is not mishum mincha. And there's a chidish dinim of lechem apanim. And then he adds, fascinating. And maybe they don't overlap. It's one after the other. The Kohanim take the breads and they put them on the shulchan. Now it's unique shulchan, lechem apanim. It's lechem apanim and it stays there. The second that they come off, now they're like a karban mincha. Because now they have to be eaten and now it becomes a karban mincha afterwards. The high din mincha, sheishba lechem apanim, lo chal rak la'acha shekvar nigmar adin lechem apanim sheishba. La'acha shekvar sidra lechem. And he brings a raya from a Yerushalmi in Shkalim, which we did a few weeks ago in the daf. Yisham Yishkam tells us what happens if one Shabbos, the Kohanim, or one Friday, they run out of flour somehow. We don't have lechem apanim to switch the old lechem apanim with. What do you do? You know what the Yishami says? Leave it. Leave it for another week and switch it next week. What do you mean leave it for another week? Isn't it time? You have to karban mincha. You have the Isra of Lina. You have to eat it that day. The answer is, until you take it off, it doesn't have the status of a mincha, says the Brisker Rav. While it's still there, it's still lechem apanim. And therefore, it can stay there another week if you need to. Once you take it off, then the halachas kick in of a karban mincha. What about the Ravid? The Ravid holds three mitzvahs. He must reject this. He must say, it's not a mincha. It's just a unique mitzvah, a unique mincha, a unique karban called lechem apanim. And that's why the bazichin, the burning, is something different. It's not the burning of the komets. You count that separately. When you eat the lechem apanim, it's something unique and special. Right? It's nothing to do with eating a regular karban mincha. And that's why it's counted mitzvah bifnei atzma by the Ravid. Maybe to end with two different hashkafa on the shulchan, on the lechem apanim. They look in the Sefer HaChinuch. The time behind the mitzvah of Seder Lechem Apanim is Hashem always wants to give us bracha in what we do a mitzvah with. So bread is obviously the staple of our existence. In the olden days, even more. I think nowadays, a lot of times, how often do we wash? You know, when it's not Shabbos and Yontif. I think in the days of old, and I think in certain countries, bread is more of a staple. You know, in America, it's less of a staple that you don't have bread at every meal. But unless it's pizza. But other than that, you don't wash that often. People don't even like to wash that often. It's either they don't like to wash for the calories or just FOB, fear of benching, right? But any of the svaras that are given. But really, bread is the symbol of food, of nourishment. So we do a mitzvah with bread in order to gain bracha bread. Also, bread is the symbol of parnasa, maybe, but that's the Sefer HaChinuch. Shetzivanu akel baruchu mitzvah tmidis balechem levi shebo yechiyah ha'adam ve'alkein sarach elav lios habracha mitzuyah bo tamid. Umitoches kenu bo l'kayim ala mitzvah l'shem yisbarach, our involvement in it, yeh haratzon v'habracha chalam alein yisbarach b'me'enu. Ki b'chol she'ose bo ha'adam ratzon Hashem yisbarach, bo hu mizbarach. With what we serve Hashem with, in that, we will be mizbarach. And then he quotes that obviously Hashem gets nothing out of this karban, right? This is one of the examples that we could say that karbanos are for people, not for man. We put the bread on and a week later we take it off. It's the same. Hashem didn't take a bite, right? The chas v'shalom, right? But it's all about us. It's all about us, number one. And number two is a story I mentioned in the Parsha Shir many years ago, but it's a story that took place in Tzfat. In the 1500s, one time somebody came, Zikni Ador Dea should be Meha Ria Kadosh. They came to Tzfat, they were from Anuse, Portugal. Anuse, Portugal, right? In Portugal, they had a flea, and some of them, there were Muranos there. So there were some Jews that were Jews in hiding, but they weren't so knowledgeable after a number of years. So one of them came to Tzfat, and he was an Amma Aretz Gomer, Yamav Lo Laman. On Shabbos Kodesh, he came to hear the Rav's Drasha in Tzfat, whichever Rav, that Bezban Shabbos Miklash HaYikayim, they used to bring the Lechem upon him. They used to bring the Lechem upon him, and it brought tremendous Shefa. And the Rav said, oi, nowadays he krechs and groaned and said, we don't have Lechem upon him nowadays. Okay, this Anus, this person, Hamaretz, who came, says, I guess the rabbi is upset, we don't have these special breads. So he told his wife, make special challahs for next week, so I could give it to Kedilak Rivan Lashem Yisbarach. And his wife was also somewhat, didn't know anything, so she listened to her husband. And the next week, they brought the challahs, and they left it in front of the Aron Kodesh. Nobody was in the shul, he left it in front of the Aron Kodesh. And he dived into HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should be makabel the car, but I know you haven't had it in a long time. Later that day on Friday, the shamish of the shul came in, and he saw these challahs. He's like, wow, beautiful challahs, somebody left here. Thank you. He took them home, and he ate them. And this happened every week. Week after week after week, and this anas was so exciting that Hashem took his challahs. Pamaya Rabba Beis HaKnesses. One time, the Rav was in the shul, and he was sitting in the back. He was in the back of the shul. The ha'anus shelo ra'o, and this anus came in and left the challahs there, and again, daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that take the challahs. All of a sudden, the Rav gets up and says, what are you doing? I'm giving challahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, what are you talking about, challahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shota, you think Hashem eats and drinks? Hashem doesn't need your challahs. And he says, what do you mean? He said, somebody takes the challahs, they disappear. The shamash came in a little while later. Yeah, I take the challahs every week. Right? And it says, everything was figured out. But he started to cry. The anus started to cry. He realized that he was doing meaningless, and he was, you know, there was nothing going on. Bein tayim, all of a sudden, there was a shliach that came to the Rav and said, the Ariya Kaddish wants to see you. The Ariya Kaddish wants to see you. Your Ariya Kaddish wants to see you? So he runs quickly. The Ariya Kaddish comes, he says to him, he says, your life is numbered. You have to get those challahs back. You have to go apologize and say, there was nothing more, gave more nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than those challahs that were put in front of the Aron. Miyom shenechar beis hamikdash lo haya lefanam nachas ruach, kmo ba'osa shosh sha'ona zehe b'shtei alechem b'tmimuso, u'makbivim levnei echalo. And he thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted his challahs. Because you were mevatel this, you know, there's a gzeir in Shemayim. You better go and change it. That's the end of the story. I don't know what happened. But either way, sometimes, even if you know, it's not exactly correct, but if somebody is so l'shem shemayim, and it's a shogeg, there's a special, not that we should do that, not that we should try to make mistakes and be naive, but there's a message about that, a rachmana liba boy, as Chazal say. Okay, we'll stop here.